Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
All right, in the into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, of course, getting ready for the ball game tonight. Scraby, alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tomorrow, day game, which means we'll be on after the game tomorrow. Probably around 5 o'clock. That's normally when we seem to get on after day games.
It's our last post-game show of the year.
Well, you don't know. It depends on what the playoff schedule will be next week in Chicago. That we will not know. I wouldn't think till the weekend sometime.
Good point.
But you'll also have a Scraby Chronicles tomorrow night,
no,
which I know you look forward to.
I will not.
Why not?
We have Thursday night football.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, though. So I can't imagine we're going to have Thursday night football on Wednesday.
I got to plan a show.
Just a thought. I don't know a whole lot, but I'm
no,
just...
you're right. You know enough to know that that's right.
Right.
I do have a Scraby show tomorrow. I got lots planned, and I'm really excited about it.
All right. Some key games in baseball tonight. Playoff races. The Reds are... Actually, they pulled even with the Mets in the standings for the final wild card spot. Mets are playing the Cubs tonight. Reds have fallen behind, though, early to the Pirates, 2-0. Schwarber's hit his 54th. Phillies lead the Marlins early, 1-0. And then the big one in the American League.
The dumper? The big dumper?
Well, the dumper plays later tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, he and Seattle will be home later. Detroit and Cleveland, no score, middle of the second inning. We'll keep you up to date on that stuff. And then we got our Chris versus the fans, but before that, we got a light up, and there's a familiar name in there tonight, Scrape.
Yes, there is.
What you got?
Xander Bogaerts has been reinstated to the team. Will Wagner has been optioned to the Arizona Complex League. But here is the lineup.
We hardly knew ye.
He got a lot of opportunity, I will say.
He did.
Say.
He didn't really do a lot with that, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Maybe next time.
Exactly. Maybe he could work on some stuff in the offseason and be a contributor next year.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates are up 4-0 now.
Uh-oh.
O'Neill Cruz just hit a monster.
Just a jack.
Yeah. Yeah, jack!
All right, so bad start for the Reds in a game that they need to win.
All right, back to the lineup. No Fernando tonight, which I expected.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see him till the weekend, if at
probably,
all.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
DHing and leading off is Luis Arraez. Xander Bogaerts is batting second, playing shortstop. Left field, Gavin Sheets batting third. Right field, Laureano batting fourth. O'Hearn batting fifth, playing first base. Iglesias batting six, playing third base. Bryce Johnson playing center field, batting seventh. Fermin catching, batting eighth. And Mason McCoy, second base, batting ninth. This is definitely a we just clinched lineup.
Yes, you have no Fernando. That's because
no
of his
Jackson.
Illness. But Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth all getting the night off.
They should.
And they will have it off. Bruce Zimmerman is a left-hander making his debut for the Brew Crew. Randy Vasquez for the Friar. All right, let's play some Chris versus the Fan. You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm
Me
ready.
Too.
Okay.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We are playing for a chance to win a grand prize. A trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on January 30th. A two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas. A Vibe VIP package and a $100 gas card. The Eagles, have added 2026 shows to the band's residency at Sphere in Las Vegas on Friday, January 23rd, January 24th, 30th, and 31st. Residency now features a total of 48 shows through Saturday, January 31st, 2026. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Now, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get the first question for free today. All right, let me get to our phones. And we're going to go with Mike. Hello, Mike.
What's happening? How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right. On the cruise home.
Okay, sounds good. Are you ready to play?
I'm going to give it an effort.
Okay, that's all you can do, Mike. What award is given to the best defensive performer at each position in Major League Baseball?
Golden Glove is correct.
I know what you're doing there, Chris, but we're not going
to
go
I
wouldn't
do that to
it.
You, Mike. I think they do actually call it the Gold Glove, but it's certainly good enough, your answer.
Sorry, Mike, that he disparaged your answer.
I know. I'm not disparaging. I'm just, you know, correcting for future.
Okay. Here we go. Question number two. Which Padre has the longest hitting streak on the team this season?
Merrill? I'm just taking a guess.
All right.
That's Merrill.
He did have a streak earlier in the season.
Did he?
But he is not the guy.
I have no idea. I don't think they've had a really long one. Manny Machado.
Manny, Chris Machado.
Ooh, good for you,
Mike. You should have went with La Reggaetera.
It is.
Luis Arraez, 16-game hitting streak this year.
He's got 11, I think, right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's in the middle of another one. So, all right, Mike, you are still there.
Good job, Mike.
And we move on to question number three. Sticking with the hitting streaks, what AL Central player has the longest hit streak in baseball this season with 22 games? AL Central player, which one has the longest hitting streak in baseball with 22 games?
I'm gonna pass it over.
Oh, he's playing the game, and he's going to pass. Good idea, Mike.
AL Central's where players go to disappear from view.
Even though they do have some good players in the AL Central.
Yeah, and one of them is Bobby Witt Jr., and I think he had a long one earlier this year. I'm going with him. Oh,
I'm sorry, Mike.
Sorry.
Hey, you played the right game.
Yeah.
You played the
good,
right game.
Good try there, Mike. We'll get you next time.
Yep, we will. Okay. Bobby Witt Jr., not as good as he was last year when he was on my fantasy team and won my second championship.
How are we going to hear about your fantasy team for like the rest of time?
No, you notice I didn't talk much about it this year because they weren't very good. So,
but you talked about it enough.
I sure did.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Travis, you're up next.
I don't care that you loved it. The listeners don't love it.
How are you doing, Travis?
Doing good, bud.
All right,
Travis.
So
you
want to
hear
play?
Anything about before you play? Would you like to hear? Would you like to hear Scraby's fantasy roster?
No. Travis just wants to play.
I know he does.
Here we go, Travis. Joking. Question number one.
First-time player.
Oh,
Travis gets
first-time player. We moved to second question. Okay. Travis, which NFL team has scored the most points in football so far this season?
Good question. That's a what is that? Oh, two-pointer.
Yeah, two-pointer. Yeah.
I'll go Baltimore Ravens.
What with the Ravens? He got
nice
it.
Nice job. Wow.
Good job, Travis.
They have 111 points. I have it up here behind me.
It's not
me,
the Dolphins?
No, it's not the Dolphins.
Huh. Interesting.
It was the Colts until yesterday and scored 30 points. So
very good.
All right. Nice job, Travis.
You've earned your way to number three.
Yeah, here we go. This is a really tough question, but it's question number three.
Yeah.
Who is the only pitcher to lead both the National League and American League in shutouts in the same season? Who is the only pitcher to lead both the National League and American League in shutouts in the same season?
Shutouts?
Say that again?
I don't know. I'm going to pass one off to Chris.
Okay, he's going to pass it. All right. Nice job, Travis.
Okay, what was this question again?
Who is the
Somebody old... had more the most shutouts in two leagues in the same year.
Correct.
All right. I have to the first thing I have to do here is figure this out. And the only
This
way,
came from MLB.com.
Okay, the only way I can figure this out is to think that somebody did this recently. And the reason I say that is because you know, did it in a sense where there's hardly any shutouts. So I'm thinking somebody like had one in each league or two in each league. I'm going to try Garrett Cole.
Oh, I mean, why not?
My thought.
Oh, wow, Travis is the winner.
First time
there, Travis. It is.
So, what is this? Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a good question. You never know with you, Scrady.
This would have been tough, but I did it because Tony has talked about this season many, 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 many times.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
When CC Sabathia came from the
Yankees
Indians,
the Indians to the Brewers.
Yes,
he led the National League in shutouts coming after he came to the Brewers. That's
yep.
great.
Both.
That's A-L-A-N-N-O. A great question.
That was MLB.com. So.
Really good question.
All right. Well, that's
All right.
It.
Well, and especially good for
Travis.
Our guy Travis there. I'm looking this up just because I want to make sure. 2008 Sabathia tied with Ben Sheets and also tied for the American League. Yeah, he did it.
So
very good.
Wait, CeCe's tied with Gavin Sheets' father?
Ben Sheets is not Gavin Sheets'
wait,
father.
Who's...
Gavin Sheets' father is a former catcher named Larry.
Larry,
Sheets.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Ben, I know that's it, Scraby. I love
it. Oh,
when...
is it true? That's it. No.
That's it.
No, I knew it was. I thought it. I don't know. Never
yeah,
mind.
Gavin Sheets, not related to Ben Sheets, pitcher for the Brew Crew back in the day.
All right.
That's a great question, though. CC Sabathia tied for the league lead in both division or both leagues.
You remember,
same year.
You remember when Tony yesterday or 2 days ago? Yesterday he was like, "So I was talking to my good friend CC Sabathia."
He loves CC. Yeah, well, hey, look,
name dropper.
Hey, he's allowed.
He is.
He's allowed.
He
if
is.
I do say so myself. I was down, by the way, waiting for her to go into the locker room last night after the game, and one of the things they have down under the stadium or the you know stands down there around Petco Park. They have framed
yes.
placard that has the starting lineup of the opening game for every season in Padre history. So
I
it's
look
pretty
at that
interesting.
All the time.
Yeah, it's really interesting to go back through some of the opening day lineups. But there it is, 2010, leading off for your Padres.
Tony.
TG Jr. Yeah.
Gwynn Jr. Yeah. Jr.
That was the year that they almost won the division.
Yes.
The Giants caught and passed them, and the Giants won the World Series.
Yep.
Annoying.
I'll
as
never
that is.
Forget when we first started working, and I threw that in Tony's face, forgetting that he was on the 2010 team.
Yeah, not a great subject, Scrabe. No. Not a great subject.
He was like, thanks for
nothing.
Digging that into my ribs.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tony's going to be back when we come back because he was down in the clubhouse last night, and one of the many interviews he had was with. I know he's my favorite Padre, straight up, and I think he's right up there with Tony's favorite. And we're talking about Jake Cronenworth. That and maybe a couple other interviews. See how many we can get to when we come back after traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back. Glenn and Chris, 421. Which makes it a little after midnight in Pango Pango. That's great.
It's been a while
since we revisited the clock there.
It has been.
Baseball scoreboard. We don't do a lot of scoreboard on the show, but all these games matter as the races are coming down to the wire. Reds have gotten on the board, but still trail Pittsburgh 4-2, top of the third in Cincinnati. Reds are currently tied with the Mets for the final wild card. Mets are playing the Cubs in Chicago. That hasn't started yet. The big one in the American League, Detroit at Cleveland. Tigers lead down to one game over Cleveland in the AL Central. It was once 15.5. And by all rights, this would be the biggest blown division lead or whatever in baseball history if the Tigers blow it.
Ugh.
But
you don't want to be on that team.
No, you don't want to be remembered for that. Detroit has jumped out to a 1-0 lead here in the third inning, and Scooble's on the mound, so Tigers are counting on Scooble to save the day. Elsewhere, nothing really, everything's, no score early in the game, etc., other than the Phillies on the board with a Schwarber bomb, 54th of the year. Cal Raleigh's up to 58, by the way.
He's going to get 60.
Well, he's got five games to get 60. They are playing the Rockies this week.
So, in at home?
In Seattle, but it's still the Rockies. did you know that, the Rockies minus win or whatever, over under, no, sorry.
Run differential.
Run differential is minus 404.
Wow.
That is 60 runs worse than the worst ever in baseball history.
Wow.
So they're 60 runs worse than the other worst.
Wow.
And they still got time to make it even worse.
They're minus 404.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
Here's the other
note. Yet they get 45,000 people in that stadium still.
I know. The other one that I didn't even know, just a reminder, the Mariners. The Mariners have won 14 of the last 15. Did you know that? I didn't know they were that hot.
Yes, I did.
14-1 run for the Mariners right now. Okay, let's get to last night. Padres have won three in a row, the third of which put them in the postseason and sent Tony Gwynn down to the locker room to visit with guys like Jake Cronenworth celebrating.
Jake, you've been here for a minute now.
Yeah.
You've got to experience some of the lows. You're getting to experience a lot of the highs now. Back-to-back years, you guys head to the postseason. How important is this for you?
I don't know if it's important for me. I think it's special. I think it's, you know, this group, what we've been able to build over the last 6 years. It's just crazy to think about that I've been here for 6 years now. I think I've been saying it all night. It goes back to Peter and his vision of this team and what he invested in this group and in the city and the fan base. I think that's what it goes all back to.
I think, in my personal opinion, you're one of the most underrated ball players on this club. Not just because you do a little bit of everything. Today it was the glove work. You had the diving stop. I mean, for you, when you set out every day, what is your mindset like? Because you know you're gonna, it could be with the bat, it could be with the glove.
No, I think, you know, ultimately, we've spoke about this in the past. It's how can I help this team win today? You know, maybe on the bases, maybe in the field, maybe with my bat. But it's making that commitment to this group that no matter how the field is going and the at-bats are going, you know, I'm going to be locked in when it matters the most.
This was not as smooth as it was last year when you guys got rolling. Yet, you guys show some gumption and stayed with it the whole year. I mean, what does that say about this group of guys that you guys got in here?
I think the biggest thing is resiliency. They've had a lot of injuries throughout the year. When I went down, Jackson went down. Bogey, starting pitching, bullpen. Seems like on all sides of the ball, it's affected us. But this group has maintained its kind of MO and stayed with it, even though it's been tough for, you know, we've had some tough stretches. But, you know, I think it's a testament to the group and the coaching staff in the front office to stick with the plan and keep moving forward.
5 games to go in the regular season before the fun begins. What do you think the goal is in these final 5 for you guys as you guys head into the playoffs?
We're going to be playing against, obviously we've got 2 more against these guys who are a really good team, and they're in the position they are for a reason. And then we're playing the D-backs as well, who are potentially on the verge of going to the postseason as well. So I think it'll be good for us. It's we're going to be playing postseason baseball for the next 5 days.
Well, congratulations, man. Enjoy yourself.
Jake not in the lineup tonight, getting a chance to rest after the celebration last night. Again, you go ahead and read that analytically he covers no ground at second base, and I'll just show you the play made last night to save the game. That, to me, is Jake Cronenworth in a nutshell. The analytics may say whatever they say. He seems to find a way to get it done more times than not. And that's why I'm a big Jake fan. One quick note on the game Friday. You brought this to my attention, and then we're going to go to break because we have a big 5. Not only are we broadcasting live before the game Friday at Baja Ricks, and we invite everybody to come down, join us for the show on your way into the ballpark. But Friday night, tear in my eye, Scrabe. Final night ever for the Padre City Connects. They will have new City Connects. Yeah, thank you. I need a little more crying. That's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big one.
I mean, some people are very happy this
is
going away.
I never got that. Like, I've always liked the City Connects, not just because the Padres gave me a free one. Hint, hint, if you want to give me another one next
me
year,
too,
I'll be happy
too.
About it. But I just thought they were okay. And I would tell you, I think, if I didn't like them. I'm pretty, you know, fashion savvy on uniforms.
Oh, on uniforms.
On uniforms.
You did go to uniform.com or whatever.
Yeah, no, I love uniform stuff. But no, the Padres, I don't know if everybody even knows this. Is it common knowledge?
I don't know if it's common knowledge, but it's out there for sure. Now
it's going to be more common knowledge. If you didn't know, yeah, the City Connects, Friday night will be the last time they wear these. Next year, Padres are debuting new City Connects.
Supposedly. I don't...
Supposedly. We should say supposedly.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Reportedly.
Reportedly. But Friday night will be your last time with the... what are they? Mauve and...
Mauve
and mint.
Yeah, they're...
The green side is called mint.
Yeah, and then the other
side
is just
hot pink. Yeah. But those are going away.
John says, I'm so happy they were the ugliest uniforms in baseball.
You're not alone, John, because a lot of people agree with you.
I will say that the Phillies uniforms are uglier than the Padres uniforms. I would say the Phillies City Connect. Yep, I would say that the White Sox uniforms,
the other night.
Red and black, it's not good.
Texas Rangers, ugliest of every team in all of baseball, City Connects. Black pants, white tops.
Ooh, the Giants ones were pretty bad a couple years ago when they were like the orange sickles.
Yeah, not thinking the Padres had the worst City Connects. I just, you know, for my taste. But Friday will be your last night, so keep that in mind.
I don't think anybody's going to be happy. They could put the coolest looking uniform that has input full fan. And
yeah, what would be the coolest looking
uniform? I think people really want something with the 98 colors, the orange and the navy. But I don't know.
All right, we'll see what they do. Reportedly, next year.
Reportedly, we'll see what they do.
All right, Big Five is next. Bad day for coaches out there. And also find out what Scraby's real malady is. Getting canned. And Scraby boxing up his life.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah,
there.
We'll explain. Listen up after traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
For as many things that Chris and I disagree on, we might come together on Family Guy and our love for Family Guy, because Chris does that Peter Griffin every single time.
I like that.
You do.
Because I agree with that. Who the hell cares?
Okay.
Give us the stories. Let's go.
The Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires.
Number five.
All right, we've talked a bunch about the Padres today, so I'm going to leave this spot for another baseball story. And Jeff Passan tweeted out earlier, which if he tweets it, it's definitely official, but he tweeted, Major League Baseball is going to implement a challenge system for balls and strikes in the 2026 season after the league's competition committee voted to usher in the era of robot umpiring teams will receive two challenges to dispute calls by the home plate umpire. He also put up a video of last night's umpire for the Padres and the Brewers and said this is why it's needed.
Yeah, last night was a rough one.
It was. Tony, you're up first here. There's going to be detractors on this whole automated balls and strikes system. We know that. But is this, you think, going to be as smooth a transition as the pitch clock was?
No, and you know why? Is because unlike the pitch clock, you know, I think this one is kind of being rammed down the throat of the players. This isn't a, you know, MLB is just implementing this, right? Mm-hmm. Usually, and they can via the collective bargaining agreement. But I think unlike the pitch clock, which was kind of negotiated, I think, through getting back on the field by both sides, I think there's going to be more resistance early because of the way it's being implemented. You know, I think they had kind of been going about it, I would say, the right way, using it in the minor leagues. And they initially said they wasn't ready yet, right? If I recall, it wasn't ready. And now all of a sudden they're going to push it through. And you wonder how the players are going to take to the fact that it's being basically rammed down their throat. And I don't think they're opposed to it. I don't want to mistake it as they don't – a lot of – because I think a lot of these guys would like the idea of the pitch clock. I just think it's going to be on the principle of how it's being kind of forced on them, I think, is going to be the issue. But I think ultimately it'll all be all right in the end.
All right, don't ask Max Scherzer what he wants to do with this.
We know how Max feels about it.
Yeah. We do, him and Walker Buehler.
If they came up with implemented an idea where every pitcher got a check for $10,000, Max Scherzer would find a problem with that. So
he already has the money.
Yeah, right, but let's be honest. First of all, do they really, really need it? I'm just asking because, and I know the umpire last night was bad, but according to the official statistics, et cetera, umpires get the call right 94% of the time. And I'm assuming the other 6% are mostly missed by an inch or two at the most. So is this really necessary? Having said that, I think it's going to be okay. I do. Yeah. And I think people are going to, you know, eventually come around to figuring out when to use it, when not to use it, when to challenge, when not. I think you'll see some pitchers upset that the outside corner gets taken away from them. Some batters will be upset on some curve balls that I think will be feel like they're above the zone, but it may catch that little white line as they break downward. And so you're going to have some pushback there. But ultimately, you know, I finally came around to it. You know, we have the technology, so let's use
it. Do we?
Well, that's the thing. That's what Tony's bringing up. Is it really ready? And so, you know, let's see. But you know, I think the new sign language in all of the sports universe now, anytime Scraby says something silly, I'm going to go,
you're just going to tap your
head.
Yeah,
make you say it again.
I mean, there's two.
The tap on the head is going to be introduced to the lexicon,
right,
of our world.
Yeah,
there's two. Yeah. The earmuffs for the replay.
Right, yeah.
And then the tap on the head for the balls
and
strikes.
Yeah, everything will be tap of the head. Yeah. Come again?
We're going to see high schoolers getting kicked out of games for this. Yeah. We're going to see college players getting kicked out of the game for this. For
wait
sure.
Till I call a foul on a kid in basketball and he gives me the head tap. That won't be long.
How do coaches know whether or not they're trying to come out of the game? Because Anthony Richardson can do this and things can get misconstrued a little bit.
Yeah.
The only thing I hate about the ABS system is that if a centimeter or less than a centimeter hits the strike zone, then it's called
a
strike.
But it's the same the other way.
Yeah, how do you think hitters have felt all these years with a centimeter of the baseball?
Yeah, I don't I know. Tony just did like a Ripper type strikeout pose.
Oh, my man.
John Tom Payne.
John Tom Payne is this way.
He's the slasher.
I love Tom Payne.
I know a strike is anything that touches the zone, but to me, it should be more than half the ball has to be in the zone.
Then you'd be.
I agree with that, Scraby. I think a lot of hitters would agree with that.
You tell everyone in that clubhouse.
Okay, the hitters would agree with that, but then are you going to have to get a ruler out to measure exactly
what
percentage of the ball is in there?
The system knows, but when we saw that.
Because if I recall in spring training, it was even giving like how much it missed by when it was on the board.
It did say that, yeah. Right. Well, it's weird.
It's going to be an adjustment, but I'm giving baseball the benefit of the doubt because all the adjustments have worked so far.
I tell you what, that's going to be the adjustment to the ABS. It's going to be like, oh, can we get it so that if it's a half a ball,
right,
it's a strike? Anything less is a ball.
It's crazy to think that a ball in the low outside corner that barely hits the zone is going to be called a strike now if a pitcher taps their head.
According to Roberto Ortiz, some of those were even further off, and he was calling those a strike yesterday. So
I saw them.
It was problematic. Number four.
The problem is when an umpire has no consistency, because if a player, you guys have said this all the time.
Sure.
If the umpire is calling high strikes, you know to swing at the high strike.
But if you're calling it once and then not calling it.
Yeah.
Giving Nick Pivetta the high curveball and not the other guy. The New York Liberty announced that coach Sandy Brondello's contract was not going to be renewed today, 4 days after the defending champions were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Now, she did win a championship last year with the New York Liberty.
Oh, that was so long ago.
And GM Jonathan Kolb said, quote, "We would like to thank Sandy Brondello for her everlasting impact."
Oh, whatever.
Sandy finishes her tenure in New York as the winningest coach in franchise history.
That's ridiculous.
And she took us to never-before-seen heights as the first head coach to lead the Liberty to a championship.
Okay. Oh, they said all of this?
This is what they said on her way out the door.
My Lord. Yeah.
We wish Sandy the very best
in her next chapter. I bet they do.
All right, Chris, yes. Does winning a championship actually buy you anything as a coach?
Well, number one, apparently not. Number two, my reaction to this news that the New York Liberty have decided to fire their coach who won a championship last year is...
You're gonna review it?
Tapping my head. Yeah, okay, review that decision.
Reviewing that decision.
Well, you know, there's no guarantee that the next person is going to do better. You know, that's what bothers me is they assume if they make a change that someone else will be better. I mean, who's to say they're going to be able to accomplish what she accomplished? So, you know,
really hard to accomplish what she accomplished.
I would think. So. I mean, I'll be rooting against the Liberty for this decision.
I don't mind that. Tony, what do you think? Does winning a championship actually buy you anything as a coach?
Yeah, it buys you the next season, apparently.
You got
this season, and you better win again, or you get in the... Because, by the way, I mean, the WNBA is, what, three rounds? Like, it's not like you get bounced and it's like, you know, you're getting bounced in, like, the round way before you get to anything.
Yeah, they had a great season. I mean, they're way over 500 and, you know,
their star player.
And Brianna Stewart missed a lot of the season, so they don't take anything into account.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing to me that you could have that kind of success and still get fired. They would at least have a decent excuse if they didn't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
And, like, they had
a poor
season.
Yeah, she kind of lost it or things didn't work out. But
there was none of that. There was none of that at all. And, you know, I just think that this is kind of, you know, if you're a coach, like, do you really want – I mean, yes, you do want this job because it pays well. But I'm just saying, like
– there's no security.
There's just – you don't know if you're going to be there, no matter how good you do.
Yeah. Didn't the Valkyries fire their coach?
Yes. No.
Yeah,
did they?
Yes.
No, wait, she was coach of the year. No, she won coach of the year. The Valkyries coach just won coach of the year.
Okay, maybe I was wrong.
I don't think it was her, but I think it's another team. I can't remember which one it was.
No, Fever is still in it. They didn't fire their coach.
No.
I thought I saw it. Maybe it wasn't the Valkyries.
I don't think it was the Valkyries.
She got fired.
I don't think it was the Valkyries. She won the coach of the year. That would be crazy if they did that. I will answer your... Yeah, I know.
Sandy won the championship.
I will answer your question, though. Another answer to your, does it buy you anything? The one thing it may buy her is another opportunity.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So somebody might look and say, hey, she was successful before.
Number three.
From one fired coach to another fired coach. Oklahoma State fired Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm 40. No more.
I'm an unemployed man.
I was thinking
I'm 58.
That's right. And I'm 58 looking for work.
Now get this. He was the second longest tenured FBS head coach of 21 seasons, and it's effective immediately today. Athletic director Chad Weiberg praised Gundy's leadership in a statement. I'm not going to read the entire.
Tell you how great he was again?
Should I just reread the Liberty and put Gundy as the coach
same
in there?
Speech.
Because it's
same
the same
speech.
Exact thing. They lost to 19-12 to Tulsa over the weekend, which made them 1-2, and comes less than 24 hours after Gundy publicly committed to the program beyond 2025. So he did that. They called him into the office, and then they fired him.
So Tony, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, Tony, here's where I want to go with this. Does a longtime coach like Mike Gundy at least deserve to finish the season?
No, I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody is above, you know, having to take an exit early. No, despite the success. By the way, it's been a while since Mr. Gundy has had that kind of success at Oklahoma State. No, I don't think so. I mean, unless, you know, you're like an all-time great and are in the midst of a good season. Yeah, I don't think anybody is owed to be able to finish the season. I feel like we're critical often of teams that know they're not going to keep the coach after the year and they let him stay on anyway, as opposed to maybe, you know, getting started on whatever, you know, it is. Because that's the thing about college football, especially if you don't plan on bringing the guy back, it's probably in your best interest to move quickly because of all of the portals and transfers and what happens to those kids that are already on scholarship if you don't have a coach, or if you have a coach that's kind of a lame duck coach. So I don't think anybody, especially in college football, is entitled to be able to finish the season. I would like to see that, but I understand why it's not the case.
You changed my mind a little bit because the recruiting, they need a direction if they're going to recruit.
Yeah,
so they can't be recruiting and then fire Mike Gundy.
Got to give the new guy as much time as
possible.
What do you think,
Chris?
Like, Mike Gundy's not going to be with us next year, but you might want to come. We don't know who we're going to have, but come on down to our school.
That sounds like a terrible sales pitch. Yeah. I don't know who's going to be the coach, but come on down.
Chris, we got a spot for you.
What do you think?
You know, to answer your question, I don't think they have to wait to the end of the season for all the reasons that Tony said. But I think for all of these reasons, I think Oklahoma State looks like crap right here. Oklahoma State had three 10-win seasons and 104 years of football.
Wow.
Before he got there. Then they did it nine times. Yeah. He won a winning season 18 out of 20 years. Okay, last year was only the second losing season he had, and he's off to a slow start this year. He got him up to number three in the Nate. Anyway, my point is, incredibly successful tenure, and this is how you thank him for that? I just think it's weak. In general, the quote from the president is, you know, we're doing what's best for our university. Reel that to the donors who are going to have to give him $15 million to send him out the door.
Is that the buyout?
Yeah. He gets $15 million to leave.
Can I be Mike Gundy?
Right.
I want to get fired.
And the donors are going to have to pay the new coach probably a similar amount of money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these things, you know, I think he's been way too successful in general to deserve this. I know losing to Tulsa is a low point, and I get it, but...
Sorry, Tulsa people.
Right, yeah, sorry about that, Tulsa, but I do think it's wildly unfair.
I will say, and I am not a Gundy apologist.
You're Gundy.
Gundy.
I'm not a Gundy apologist. But Oklahoma State did stand by him on some things that were quite questionable at times.
That's a good one, too.
When most of us were looking at Oklahoma State like, what do y'all got going on over there?
Well,
you know,
again, but doesn't that speak to all they care about is the win and loss thing, right? So if you're winning,
you're right.
Put up
you're
with
right.
anything.
You're right.
Wasn't
you're
it?
Right.
Wasn't
it? He wasn't winning enough, because I didn't really. When I said that he hasn't had the success, I meant like the top threes and fives that he had been. They had fallen more closer to 500, maybe a little bit better than that over the past few years.
Yeah, yeah.
But Chris is right.
Defend a student football player who was like drunk driving? He's like, everybody has a couple beers every once in a while and drives.
That was one of them.
That player is now a rookie running back for the Dolphins, Ollie Gordon.
That's who it is? Ollie Gordon. He's awesome.
You're defending him too, then.
He is a hard runner. I like that guy.
Okay, well, I'm glad you like him.
That's not all he is.
He's a hard drinker too,
I was going to say, he's a possible drunk driver, maybe. Giants head coach Brian Daboll announced today that Russell Wilson is moving to the bench. Let's ride to the bench, he said in a phone call to Russell
Wilson. No,
he did not.
I was about to say, damn.
But yes, Jackson Dart is going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday against the Chargers. Now, Brian Daboll's been a little confusing about Russell Wilson's job security, but I think this answers every question that we have about how he feels.
Not confusing anymore.
No, there were a ton of boos for Russell Wilson on Sunday Night Football, and I kind of felt bad for him a little bit because I didn't think he deserved it. And fans have been calling for this to happen since before the year. So, Chris, you're up first.
Okay.
Was this move out of public pressure or because Russell Wilson hasn't been great?
By the way, I have it on strict authority from a lot of my sources in New York City. The phone call from Brian Daboll to Russell Wilson said, "Let's dismount." And Russell Wilson had to... No more ride.
Yeah. That was so good.
It was so bad, it was good, right? It was so bad, it was good.
Dismount.
Let's dismount. I think there's a lot of pressure, public pressure on this one. Because I think the coach himself, he needs to win some games pretty quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? If you're Brian Daboll, you've got
his job's on the line.
Right. His job's on the line, and they're losing. And now you're going to put it in the hands of a rookie who has to learn at least for a month or two. Russell Wilson, to me, still gives you a better chance to win right now and help save Brian Daboll's job. So I don't know that this was Brian Daboll's call.
Yeah, it could be front office, you know, GM, CEO.
People hearing the boos from the crowd.
The Mara family.
I think so.
Tony, was this move out of public pressure or because Russell Wilson hasn't been great?
No, this was inevitable. I mean, you can't draft a quarterback in the first round in New York and not expect that those fans is going to want to see that first rounder, especially when you've been bad. And so I agree with Chris. I don't know that this is going to work. I don't know that Jackson Dart is that guy that they are hoping he's going to be. I mean, there were a lot of question marks come draft time when they took him. So I do ultimately agree, though. Brian Daboll, his job is on the line. It was on the line before he made the draft pick. I think that's part of the reason why he made the draft pick. And so, I don't think, yes, Russell hasn't played that great, but I take that back. He was leading the league in passing yards going into this last week.
His fourth quarter against Dallas was about as good as anybody could do, frankly.
Yeah. Except for that
pick. So I don't know that he's played bad enough to lose his job, but... I think this was always the inevitable outcome that Dart was going to be the quarterback.
I predicted it in my bold prediction.
Good for you, Scrape.
I said Jackson Dart comes in and takes him to the playoffs.
Number one.
Oh, playoffs. That you guys predictions still to come.
That
then.
Part of the prediction may not come true.
I also said week six, so I 2 weeks early on.
Now you
that.
Got early. He's early, so he should definitely be leading them to the playoffs.
He should. Team. He should. Their season's not over yet. This is not a sports related thing, but I was talking to a friend over the weekend and they
is this
called
a question?
Yeah. They called me out for something I don't think is weird at all, but they asked me personally to ask you two if you think it's weird. And so here it is. I tend to keep boxes that stuff comes in. For example, I had to buy a TV last year, and I have the box my TV came in stored away so that when I need to transport the TV, I know it's safe and secure. I also have my desktop PC box. I also have my PS5 box. And every single bobblehead that I have is still in the box. So this friend thinks I have a box problem, and I'm just creating clutter because you can move a TV securely without the box. So, Tony, you're up first here. Does this make me weird that I keep all of my old electronics boxes?
I don't know if it makes you weird, but you're definitely on a hoarding path right now.
I was going to ask, do you stack newspapers in the corner?
No, I don't get the newspapers.
All right.
You're on a hoarding path.
Yeah, this doesn't
for
look
sure.
Good.
You certainly would not be allowed at Mrs. Gwynn's house. Am I talking
Casa
about
de
my
Gwynn?
Wife?
You wouldn't be allowed in my house either.
She would
I
not allow for these
idea.
Boxes. These boxes to be in the house longer.
They're
than
out
a
of
day.
The way. No one can see
no.
them when I need to move
they're
my.
Taking
you're lucky. You're lucky you have that kind of room.
Right.
If you ever. Yeah.
Right.
You better. I think this is a habit. You better break. break sooner rather than later. Because at some point, you're going to live somewhere where you're not able to do this. And we're going to walk into your living room, and you're going to have to move the box
you're gonna look like a hoarder.
The football game.
Yeah, you're going to look like a hoarder.
And then when they say, why do you have that box in here? I'll be like, well, when I move, I need to transport the TV. So I need to put it in the box.
Especially a TV box. That's not a small box.
No, it's a pretty large box.
Maybe you should take a clue from your own idea and move now. Just go move.
Right, so you can get rid of these boxes,
right,
too.
Tony, you don't have your Xbox box?
Hell no.
Really?
I went out and looked for an Xbox bag so I could get rid of the box.
Yeah.
Wow. The boxes just... They just take up space.
I become pretty expert at breaking down the boxes Lori buys stuff
in. Me too.
And tossing them out that day.
Do you want to break down all the boxes that I have then? Because I don't like doing that.
If it would help, I might come over and do that, yes.
Well, to everybody listening, I am not getting rid of the TV box.
You're a hoarder, bro.
Hey,
Tony, we know what to buy him for Christmas this year. Just buy him a box. He doesn't need anything in it.
I'm like a child.
Make him empty boxes.
I'm like a 4-year-old. Just give me a box and I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. I think my friend won on that one.
I think so.
There you go. That's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we have to preview this game tonight between the Brewers and the Padres. Yes, there is a game. Oh. I felt that when I woke up this morning. I'm like, season's over until next Tuesday. No. We'll talk about it when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.